Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is John Lesser, Executive Director of the Lyric Theatre in Stewart. The Lyric recently completed an extensive renovation to make it even more elegant and comfortable. John, welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thanks, Drew. I'm happy to be here.
I mentioned extensive, and I wasn't kidding. It could be an understatement. New seats, as I understand it, new lobby, new bar, new sound system. A new piano? Did I miss anything?
A few things. Lighting, box office. We really, almost 6 months ago, we went under construction. And the idea was smooth out the walls, improve the lighting, improve the sound, replace all the downstairs seats, which were about 20 years old, carpeting, blah, blah, blah. And we really expected to finish, you know, a little after Labor Day. Until we started opening up a few walls and found that we had some significant structural things we had to correct so the building would stand up for another 90 years, which it's almost 90. So it delayed us a little bit, and it was quite an adventure over the summer. So we are very happy to be back open and active with shows, and other than a few punch lists that we're doing right now, the theater will be a great, elegant surprise for anybody who hasn't seen it yet, and we're very pleased.
Was the renovation, you mentioned how old the building is, was it a want or a need when you decided to renovate?
It really was. It's sort of my analogy for anybody who knows New York or San Francisco is we took the Fillmore and we made it into Carnegie Hall. You know, the theater started as a movie theater, and it had funky concrete, and it was pretty simple, and it stayed alive as that kind of theater for many, many years. But we've really become a concert hall, and all of the little elegance that goes with the concert hall, we wanted to improve and make audiences more comfortable and really have that feeling that it had some class and elegance, but it's still the same Lyric.
Are you under constraints, though, when you have an iconic building like the Lyric, a historical building? You don't obviously want to make it something completely different.
No, and that's very true. The outside of the building historically is the most significant part. The inside has changed countless times. It originally, according to information I've received, was about 900 seats. Now we're 500 now. I have no idea. People must have sat in each other's laps or benches in order to fill the theater up. So we move things around to make the lobby bigger or feel bigger, but we still at all times are paying attention to the historic nature of the building.
I'm speaking today with John Lesser, Executive Director of the Lyric Theater in Stewart. Tell me about Love the Lyric campaign.
Oh, I love it when you tell me that. Well, the overall campaign was designed to do three things. One was pay off our mortgage, do $1 million renovation to the building, and I'll come back to that in a second. And thirdly, create a fund that was primarily designed for educational projects. The idea was to have a pool of money so we could give away free tickets for field trips, camps, master classes for our artists to go to the schools, etc. And we have, thankfully, I will tell you, hit the 3 million mark. However, in discovering some of those wonderful things you discover when you go to renovate an old building, we put an additional $500,000 into the building. So we're still fundraising, and the Love the Lyric campaign is designed for that. You know, I'm very proud that the community came forward and wanted and saw the same thing that we did. And it's amazing that a theater this size with no public funding can be successful in a very small community. I mean, we have to remember, in Martin County alone, there's only about 150,000 people. It's remarkable. And we do about 400 shows a year at the Lyric.
That many shows a year?
That many. Wow. It's not just what the Lyric presents, which is 100 or so shows and probably about 50 films. On top of that, we have renters. We have weddings and community events, parties. And what's interesting, because of the size of the community and the size of the Lyric, is it can't be one thing. It can't be just theater or folk music or what have you. So I'm constantly looking at the community and saying, all right, what do we want? So by spreading it out, hopefully something for everyone, we're very successful with it.
I've been speaking today with John Lesser, Executive Director of the Lyric Theater in Stewart. We'll have contact information for the Lyric as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. John, great to see you. Happy holidays, and thanks for stopping by.
You too, Drew. Thanks very much.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.